What in the world is propitiation? I don't know, but I'll think of something right quickly. It's the act of propitiating, I guess. It's done mainly by propitiators. It's done in a propitiatory way. What is propitiation? It is God being satisfied. God stands on the throne and God says, I must be appeased. And Jesus says, I'll go to Calvary. And God incarnate comes to the world, lives a perfect life, heals the dead, heals the sick, raises the dead, casts out devils, calls the dumb to speak and the deaf to hear and the blind to see and the dead to live, and blesses little children and never sins one time. And after he lives for 33 years without one blot against his record, not one thing did he ever say that was wrong to say. Not one thing did he ever hear that was wrong to hear. Not one place did he ever go that was wrong to go. Not one thing did he do that it was wrong to do. And the perfect Lamb of God, after being inspected by the Heavenly Father for 33 years, goes to Calvary. And on Calvary, he pays my sin debt. And after 72 hours from Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock to Saturday morning, up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain. He lives forever with his saints to reign. God said, your past sins are covered. Your future sins will not be recorded. You're justified as if you'd never sinned. And then propitiation means that God is satisfied. And God has declared me justified. He looks at the book and says, well, I'm satisfied now. I'm appeased now. And God said, case closed. Case dismissed. Court adjourned. Throw away the book. Case is closed. Not open for reinspection. Man, what a gospel. Past sins removed. Future sins not recorded. Righteousness of Jesus Christ recorded. Justified as if I'd never sinned. God's appeased. Case is closed. Court's adjourned. What a gospel.